Looks like about 60% of our listeners believe the Commanders win on Sunday. If they do not, do we play Titanic at 0-2?
No.
Not yet.
Way too early.
0-2 lose to the Giants?
Way too early, and we're in a rebuild year.
Jason?
Why would we play Titanic after losing
for this particular year,
two
yes.
games?
I think you do.
Really?
I just looked it up.
I think that's rash and premature, personally.
Well, I'm an overreactor.
Plus, I'm a little rash.
Right.
It's a good bit.
I do love the bit, but I think it's a little early to play Titanic. Now, if they start the season 0-4 or 1-5, 2-6, sure, fire it up. Get that song playing.
If they lose the Giants, they will start 0-4 because they're not going to beat the Bengals and they're not going to beat the Cardinals. I would make that bet right now.
Probably not. If you can't beat the Giants, hard to believe that you can beat either of those other two teams on the road.
And look, the Bengals looked like butt last week.
They looked terrible.
But they'll take advantage.
I now kind of hate the Bengals for eliminating us from Survivor.
I'm wondering.
I hate the pick, too, of course, because it's hindsight's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the pick more now than ever. But I kind of hate the Bengals for knocking us out of our sweat.
Knocked a bunch of people out of it.
Irrational hate for them now.
Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. All right, so top five games is what we go through on Friday. I have a sixth because this really isn't a top five game, but since we were just talking about 0-2 starts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
The Colts and Packers face each other, and both of them started off with the loss. Packers, tough loss in the NFL game in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Eagles. The Colts lost to Houston in a close game. Malik Willis starts for the Packers. The Packers were a trendy pick before the season to, make a run at the NFC Championship, if not the Super Bowl. We don't know how long Jordan Love's going to be out.
So that's the weird thing is Jordan Love has not gone on the IR. They haven't made that move.
Okay.
He could be back next week.
I'd be surprised, but you're right. He might only miss 3 weeks.
Malik Willis hasn't had a game where he's had 100 passing yards. I think he's had 3 starts.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see. I saw Greg Olsen was comparing Anthony Richardson to Cam Newton. I thought that was probably a pretty good comparison. There's still some out there. I saw on Instagram yesterday, it's an anonymous NFL exec says Anthony Richardson can't play quarterback.
Well, he's so extreme. He's either ripping a 60-plus yard pass in the air to Alec Pierce and hits him right on the hands, or a short pass, he's just sailing over the dude's head.
Very inaccurate.
He's erratic. He's going to have super high highs. He's got some low lows, but he's a talented player. If he ever really harnesses it and gets it all together, he's going to be a top 2 or 3 quarterback in the league every week.
I'll give you another one that's a battle of 0-1 teams. Mm-hmm. One of them going to go 0-2 is Cleveland and Jacksonville.
Right.
Now, the way Cleveland played last week, I don't think anybody has any real expectations based on how Deshaun played, but there were expectations that they were going to probably vie for a playoff spot, maybe a wild card spot. And it's not over. I mean, they played one game. Jacksonville, if they start 0-2, the way they blew that lead last week and they lose to Cleveland at home, could be a tough one.
Miles Garrett has a foot issue.
Yep.
I think he's still going to play, but, I mean, he might be limited. I just think Stefanski's got a huge decision to make as far as if Deshaun Watson has another poor game.
That's true.
And they can't get out of their own way offensively. At some point, he's going to have to consider tossing the keys to Jameis Winston.
Have you followed
if they have playoff
aspirations?
Well,
then the season's over.
Have you followed the Deshaun Watson burner account story?
I've seen the reports. I haven't really followed the postings.
I don't know if anybody's been able to prove it, but there's one account out there on Twitter or Instagram that seems to defend Deshaun Watson and threw like the offensive line under the bus, the coach under the bus, the play calling under the bus,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people claim it is Deshaun Watson. I don't know that it's been proven.
I'd love for that to be proven.
Oh, it'd be
true.
So great.
That'd be fantastic. I think Jacksonville beats Cleveland. I just think Cleveland falls to 0-2. I don't see Deshaun Watson all of a sudden reclaiming his form when he was a star with the Texans. I just feel like he's broken. And now, in his slight defense, he was missing two offensive linemen in the opener against the Cowboys. And Jacksonville's defense is not the Cowboys' defense. So maybe there's room for a bounce back. I just don't see it. I have a hard time thinking that's going to happen.
The supposed burner account is Leroy Bickerstaff.
Okay.
Fans and media believe that Deshaun Watson is Leroy Bickerstaff. Oh,
getting back to his weapons, Njoku's in a boot.
Yep, he's not playing.
Nick Chubb's not coming to the rescue until probably midseason. Jerome Ford stepped in nicely, but I don't believe in the Cleveland Browns right now.
All right, your premier 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Premier 1 o'clock game on Sunday would be Tampa heading to Detroit to take on the Lions. Both teams, of course, face each other in the playoffs season.
We need an Amon-Ra touchdown visit to keep our touchdown parlay going this weekend.
I'm guaranteeing it.
You're guaranteeing it?
Yeah, guarantee.
To the point where you would do something wacky if it doesn't happen?
You back me into a corner. Wacky.
We'll have to think about this.
What you want me to get sunburn?
No.
Because he's the sun god?
No, that's a good bit, though. I think you'll get sunburn anyway.
You want me to go to a tanning booth, sit in a tanning booth for an hour?
It's come to me. You dye your hair blue. Because Amon-Ra St. Brown had blue hair for a while. You should dye your hair blue if Amon-Ra does.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
He's in.
I love it. Fantastic.
Bit season never dies.
We'll dye hair blue if Amon-Ra doesn't score a touchdown.
Really backed me into that corner, didn't you?
Sorry. I saw an opening and I took it.
That was a good one.
Okay. Now, I'm actually rooting for Amon-Ra to have a touchdown. I don't want you running around with blue hair. It's a terrible look.
Last year, when they played each other in the playoffs, Amon-Ra St. Brown had 8 catches for 77 yards and... Yeah. A touch.
A tutty. He had a major tutty.
He had 14 targets in that game.
By the way, the David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, 1-2 punch, that's your best combo backfield in the NFL.
It's pretty damn good.
It's a lethal combination. It's a good problem for
both
them
of them
have.
Scored this past week.
Couple battles of 1-0 teams. Saints head to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. We need a Zeke touchdown.
We do need
in
a
that
Zeke
game.
Touchdown, yes.
And Jason, your 49ers head to Minnesota to take on Sam Darnold and the Vikings.
Speaking of the Cowboys Saints.
And the question is Christian McCaffrey going to play? He says he intends to play, but who knows? If he does play, he certainly won't go on 100% of those the reps. He's going to be 50%. And then Jordan Mason will step in the way he played. So it'll be kind of a dual threat at running back if McCaffrey plays. But I wouldn't be surprised if they hold him back one more week.
I think Cowboys Saints is going to be closer than the 6-point spread. I like what the Saints did on offense during the offseason. They bring in Clint Kubiak.
Do you trust Derek Carr?
That offense showed some signs of life. I mean, it's hard to judge it from one week because the opponent was so bad in Carolina. But he's got decent weapons there if Kamara can stay healthy. Chris Olave, I know, didn't do much in the opener because the game script you didn't have to rely on him. He's a weapon. And Rashid Shaheed can get downfield and get behind a defense. Like, they have some pieces there. Hmm. And the defense is obviously decent. They're pretty good.
I'm almost regretting that I didn't go with the CD Lamb touchdown this week because he didn't find the end zone last week.
He did not. But he was heavily involved in
Might
the game plan.
Due.
But that game lended to, we're beating the Cleveland Browns' asses. We don't need to throw the ball 100 times to CD Lamb.
Again, if you want to ride with our touchdown parlay, go to our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. It's up there. We went with a 6-leg parlay this week. Bengals are at the Chiefs, 425. Here's your percentage, at least before last season, of teams making the playoffs when they start off 0-2. Do you know what it is, Cakes?
15%.
9%.
Ooh, less than
that.
Well,
hold on. Is this based
off of... It's before last year, so I didn't track last year's 0-2 teams.
But are you basing that off a 16-game schedule and not a 17?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly a 16-game schedule.
Right, because 17's going to be a little higher. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Chiefs, of
course,
very
start
off
to come
the
back
win.
From 0-2.
The Bengals have dug themselves in holes before. It's kind of what they do. We should have counted that before our... pick in week 1 for the survivor pool.
I don't know if I don't know if Cincy cornerback Cam Taylor Britt should be poking the bear. Did you see his comments about Xavier Worthy?
Yeah, he said that he's only fast.
Said he's a one-trick pony.
He's just fast.
He can only run fast in a straight line. I just feel like Xavier Worthy's going to be like, okay, I'm going to show you what I can do. And like, I feel like he's primed for a big game against that secondary. Because that dude, I mean, he is lightning quick.
Chiefs laying about,
not let him get a step.
Chiefs laying about 5.5 in that game.
Yep.
Just fill you in on
put him in a tease just to win.
Yeah.
Just to fill you in on the primetime games this weekend. I didn't put them in my top five games. Bears against the Texans. They are both 1-0, but the Bears offense looked very bad. But it is Caleb Williams against CJ Stroud. So you get that on Sunday night. And then Monday night, Cakes is going to be rooting for his boy Kirky against the Eagles.
I
think that's going to be a high scoring game.
Some of the clips that I've seen of him, he almost looks like he's hobbling around.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look great as far as his mobility. The fact that he's not taking snaps from under center, that obviously limits your ability for play action, which is a big component of his game.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Eagles, their secondary got taken advantage of by the Packers. So maybe this is a spot for a bounce back for Kirk, Drake London, Pitts. You know he's going to throw the ball to Bijan Robinson. He was heavily involved in week one. But you need to see something from Kirk in week two, or else they're going to be the rumblings from Michael Penix are going to keep growing and growing.
Hey, Matt Myers, are you there, Matt Myers?
He is behind you.
My two-team teaser of the week. You want to book it for $10? Here it is.
First,
I know I'm going to say it. Houston just to beat the Bears at home, minus a half, and the Ravens -3 at home against the Raiders.
That seems
Ravens,
like a big
Ravens
fat
are going to
sounds
destroy,
like a winner.
Ravens are going to destroy the Ravens.
You know, it's a lose-lose situation for the Ravens because, like, if you win, you got to win with style points.
Right. By the way, did you take
and if you lose, everyone thinks you stink.
Yeah, but they got extra rest.
I know. I actually think they
home
should,
opener.
I actually think they should start Huntley.
So, I was going to ask you if you took up sales honcho Sam Weiner's offer for you to go to the Ravens game, but you're going to be busy watching the Orioles.
I am. I asked him. I put it back on him. I said, give me two tickets.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because I know that he won't give me two.
Unreasonable ask. I like it. I like that.
Plus, he'll be watching the Solheim Cup.
Yes, he'll be busy watching that, too. It's a very busy weekend.
Hey, is your old car or truck more rust than ride? Give it a new mission and donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation to provide critical assistance for veterans and their families. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO, or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.